Laura Danzel is the environmental education supervisor for the district. She noted the Conservation Olympics have been going on for years.
This is our 39th year of offering this program to sixth grade students, and we have six schools here today. We have Bismarck, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Judith Jacoma, Mary Miller Junior High, and Schlarman Academy. They're competing in Olympic-style events, but each event also throws in a bunch of conservation, natural resources, plants and animal questions that the students have been studying.
Miranda Simmons is a science teacher at Salt Fork Junior High School. She told us how her class prepared for the competition.
We learn a lot of vocab first, and they learn all the vocabulary words so they understand what they're reading about. And we have a guidebook that's provided, and we read through the guidebook, and we talk about the animals and the plants that are native. We talk about endangered species and threatened species, and we talk about extinct species, and then we talk about the ways that we can help all of those problems with the environment.
Danzel noted the Conservation District's Olympics are designed to deliver a special message to the students.
Everything that we have going on today focuses on our Vermilion County plants and animals. We really want these kids to understand what we have here in our backyard, so hopefully they gain a deeper appreciation and knowledge of our local habitats, our local animals and plants. That way they're just going to care more about the environment as they grow up and, you know, become, you know, voting responsible adults someday that need to take care of our habitat and our areas.
Danzel added the Conservation Olympics would not be possible without the support it receives from all the teachers involved.
Oh, I am so thankful that all of these teachers from these grade schools, like, they're spending so much time with these students back at the classroom, getting them to learn the events, getting them to learn all the information that's in the Conservation Olympic guidebook. And they're putting in so much time preparing for today, and it's so important and wonderful, and I appreciate it greatly.
And Danzel added she also appreciates the support the event receives from volunteers. Some Georgetown Ridge Farm High School biology students were among those who helped at that event on Friday. I'm Bill Pickett.